sitting there thinking, today is the first day of the rest of our lives, folks. We'll never experience this day again. And that's truth. And that's what the message is about today, is truth. Ryan, have you heard that you can get an insurance quote from Geico in 15 minutes or less?
Well, David, we all know that.
Yeah. But did you know that Mom's Kia Soul out there has strobe lights in her speakers? Did you know that? Most of us didn't know that. We had an expert here show us that one day, that Mom has a button she can turn and there's strobe lights working her speakers. Now imagine that. And the reason I went that route is we'll talk about truth, whether we know it or not, and sometimes we need someone to point it out to us. There's a couple of commercials I'm going to talk about for a few minutes that are brutally true. And the scenario is this man and woman sitting in the bleachers at this basketball game. And the scene is the camera's like on the court shining up into the bleachers, and they're sitting there talking, watching the game. It's a middle school game or elementary game, and the guy's watching these boys, and the lady beside of him says, "Oh, is that your son out there?" "Yeah. Oh, he's really good." And the lady says to the guy, says, "Well, that's my daughter down there, the cheerleading." And the guy brutally, truthfully says, "Well, she moves pretty good for a little fat girl." Yeah. And that's funny, but that's harsh. And the other one, I'm sure everybody's seen that one, is Abe and Mary Lincoln is in this commercial, and Mary comes out with this dress on. She says, "Now, Abe, does this make my backside look big?" And Abe, you know, honest Abe, well, he's And the next thing shows her stomping off. So he apparently told her the brutal truth. Okay, so that's what we're going to go after today, is the truth. I see in the world today a lot of pretend going on. Around in our everyday lives, in our places we work, in our government, and sad to say, in our churches. So, I've got a lot of scriptures we're going to go to, so if you follow, but maybe write them down. We'll look them up later. But I'm going to start out with the truth as described in the dictionary. And there were several definitions for the truth. The state or character of being true in relation to being, knowledge, or speech. The conformity to fact or reality. The conformity to rule, standard, pattern, or ideal. Steadfastness. Sincerity. And that word sincerity came up in my mind this morning when he was teaching about Paul, when he was guiding the church or judging the church. Sincerity. And I think that's a powerful word. Paul was sincere what he was doing in his heart, that he was doing it not to be mean, not to be harsh, but sincerely, lovingly to those folks at the church at Corinth. That which is true, a statement or belief that corresponds to the reality. Fact, reality, a disposition to tell only what is true, veracity, fidelity, and constancy. Okay, there's a lot of examples of truth. I wrote down some examples of natural truth that we all experience every day that will not change. The thought of what goes up must come down. That's a truth that we can't change. The truth of action. I thought of a ball and a bat. Every action has an equal reaction. The pitcher throws the ball, the batter hits the ball, and the ball changes total direction. The bat wants to swing back. An action equals an equal reaction. The truth of what it is what it is. We say that a lot. We say it loosely, but things is what they is. That's physics, correct? That's the way God created things. That's the way they work. That's truth. That's unchanging. no matter what color we paint it, no matter how much we discuss it, no matter how much we dance around it, it's the truth. The truth of time. Time's always moving forward. Okay? We're always going forward. Time never comes back, and that's unchanging. And I got into some of the human truths. And isn't human truth very, very variable? I think of commercials all the time. And the first thought I have was, who really has the softest toilet paper? Now think about it. They all claim they have the softest, the best working toilet paper. But what's the truth? Sorry about that. That's something we all use. And that's a truth in our daily lives. That's a truth. Court trial. I thought about, they bring all this evidence and all this and all that and all this, and it all comes down to what these 12 people think. So I think about the lawyers. Are they seeking the truth, or are they seeking just to convince them people that truth is what they believe? Not really what the truth actually is. TV shows. They're all based on a truth that the writer believes. Well, you can see worldly standards in about every TV show there is out there now. And that's based on what the writer has in their head, what the people will watch, whether it's truth or not. Okay. I'm going to pray right now. Lord, we're bowed here again before you on this Sunday morning, Lord. This beautiful morning you've given us, Lord. We're here this morning to seek your truth, to ask for your guidance, to move upon us with your Holy Spirit, Lord, that we can receive the truth, only the truth, nobody's opinion. I ask now, Lord, you guide these lips here. Get this body out of the way, Lord, that you can overcome all that we have here with your power and your goodness. And again, I ask for you to be as our pastor this morning, Lord. Just lift him and Tink and their family up, Lord, as only you can. Give comfort and peace. These prayers we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, now I'm going to turn to Proverbs chapter 12, verse 19. And remember, I'm going to be going through lots of scriptures. And you know why? Because I don't want you to get Jamie Burton's opinion on anything. I want you to hear it from the truth. We're going to rely totally on the truth this morning. And we're going to start out, and it's going to be kind of basic. And then we're going to get into some of those toe-stepping truths that are in there. And again, it's not mine. It's with sincerity that Paul taught this morning that it is God's Word that is sharing His truth with us. The guidelines that we need to be following. But in Proverbs 12:19 says, the lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Now I'm going to start listing. Here we go. On some basic, these are basic Bible truths. And that most everybody will say they believe, whether they're Christian, non-Christian, whatever it might be, whether it bothers their lifestyle or whether it doesn't. We're going to talk about some basic Bible truths. And I'm going to start out in John chapter 8. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. And then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed. Christians, you're a disciple of the Lord right there. That's the truth. That is in red. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Okay, so here we go. Genesis chapter 1:1. Okay, remember, this is basic Bible truth. You think about basic, the school teacher, basic math is 1 plus 1. That's easy one. That's one we'll all grasp. Okay, here we are. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Anybody in here that a devout atheist or an evolutionist that does not believe that wholeheartedly, that is fact, that is true? We do. We do. And most of the world will accept that. And I think a lot of the atheists and evolutionists believe it too if they didn't want to try to ignore it and pursue their own goals. Okay? They want to distort the truth, whatever it might be. But that is a basic truth. And if you can't grasp, or if you can't grab that little truth right there, you might as well throw the whole rest of the book away. Correct? Okay, that's pretty basic. That's pretty easy. Okay, we'll go to Exodus 20:3 through 17, and I'm just going to hit high spots on it, because that is the Ten Commandments. Exodus 20, it'll be in 3 through 17, and we're doing a bit of a study on witnessing, and we hear the Ten Commandments a lot, and everybody, yeah, I believe the Ten Commandments. Can you name them? No. So, we're just going to touch on them, but that's a basic thing that's in the scriptures that everybody kind of believes, whether they can do it or not. Thou shalt have no other gods before me, and that's number one. Number two is thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Number three is verse 7, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Verse 8 is number 4, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And number 5 is verse 12, honor thy father and thy mother. Number 6 is verse 13, thou shalt not kill. Number 7 is verse 14, thou shalt not commit adultery. Verse 8, number 8 is verse 15, thou shalt not steal. Number 9 is verse 16, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And number 10 is thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house or anything the neighbor has. So that's a basic one right there. Everybody knows about the Ten Commandments. Not everybody knows them, but that's another basic. Number 3 is Luke chapter 2, verse 7. And boy, I cheated. I got them all marked. Luke chapter 2, verse 7. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Everybody heard that story. Everybody accepts that story that Jesus was born. That we're talking about Christmas. Look what the world does at Christmas time. Now, a lot of them maybe not admit that that's why there's such a celebration, but that is the birth of Christ. That is a truth. That is a Bible truth. No matter what car we paint it, what car we want it to be, it is fact. It is true without discussion. Going to quickly go to Luke 23:46. I'm going to try to do this quickly because I don't want nobody to go to sleep. Luke 24. Just bragged on marking them all. They didn't mark out. Luke 23:46. Luke 23:46 says, and when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. The crucifixion. That's a basic Bible truth. For Christians, you accept that what Christ has done for us, the crucifixion, is a basic Bible truth. Okay? 24:3, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. That's a basic Bible truth. His resurrection. We celebrate that every Easter. The whole world does. Now they chase rabbits while we worship our Savior. But there's a reason for Easter. That's a Bible truth. He has risen. He has risen. Yes! That is a truth. And that's an easy one. For Christians, that's an easy one to grasp. We accept that when we accept Him for salvation. Okay, Acts 7:49. Acts chapter 7, verse 49 says, Heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, saith the Lord? What is the place of my rest? That is a Bible truth that God's home, we consider heaven as God's home. Now we know God is omnipresent He's everywhere, but we recognize that heaven is God's home. Heaven is where His throne is at. And the world will accept that. And Christians, that's one of our basic Bible truths. John 8:31 and 32. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. 8:31 and 32. Says, and this is where they're going to start. We're going to start getting a little beyond the basic ones. We're going to start getting into the. We started out with a little bit of milk. Now we're going to start getting into a little more truth with substance. So that gets us here. John 8:31-32 says, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on Him, If you continue in My word, then ye are My disciples indeed, and ye know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now that's a Bible truth. What is it when you get saved? You're free from death, hell, and the grave. Okay, you've got the opportunity. That's a truth that we need to do to go to heaven. Genesis 3:7. And the reason I'm reading these word for word, folks, is so it is a Bible truth. It is not a Jamie truth. It is a Bible truth. Genesis 3:7. Where did sin come from? "And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons." They realized they were sinners. Okay? That's where sin started. That's where it come from. That is a Bible truth. That's why we are all sinners. You got to admit you're a sinner. You got to know it, that is Bible truth. Jeremiah 17:9-10. Jeremiah 17:9-10. "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart, and I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing." That is a Bible truth again. God knows everything in your heart. You can pretend and to me or anybody else, to your friends and family and neighbor, you can pretend all you want, but God knows your heart, and that is a Bible truth. And you got to believe that. You got to accept that. You can't argue that. Because it just said it right there. No, I didn't just say it. It just said it right there. Mark chapter 7, verses 20 through 23. Mark 7, verses 20 through 23. "Then he said," and this is a quote, this is in red, "that which cometh out of a man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murder, theft, covetous, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. And all these things come from within that defile the man." Again, that's to show us our sin that is in our heart. My sin is not a result of Greg's sin. My sin is my sin. That's a Bible truth. Romans 5:12. "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." And I'm hammering that sin thing just so we all know that it comes from God's Word. It is a Bible truth. Sin entered in through the man, through us all, through Adam, through his sin. 1 Timothy 1:15. 1 Timothy 1:15 says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all exception, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." Paul was saying he was the chief of the sinners. And if you'll notice, Paul wrote most of the book, most of the epistles in the scriptures. And he said he is the chief of the sinners. Okay, so that's telling us we're all sinners. That's a Bible truth. Okay, we're going to go just a little bit deeper, and I'm about done. So that tries just a little bit longer. A little bit longer. Let's look at Psalms 101:3. Now, these are going to start maybe kicking our shins a little bit. Psalms 101:3. And this is David making his professions to God, making his vows to God. Okay, and that's what we need to be doing. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. And that is a choice. That's a Bible truth right there. We're not to set anything, any evil thing, any wicked thing before our eyes. And I think so much of our television today. The choices that are there. And the reason I see that, I see Livy. She's 3.5. But man, I see so much of what she's seeing on the television. She acts out stuff. I think I've told you about it. She's watched that movie Frozen. Many times me and her acted out in a recliner. You know, we're Hans and... No, what's the other one? Kristoff, and she's Anna, and we're running from our little dogs like that. But that's the wolf, you know. But look what she's absorbing. And I think about, I'm 50 years old. What have I absorbed all these years? Now think about it. Look what's going on in the world today. That's a Bible truth. Don't put no wicked thing before our eyes. Second Timothy 2:15. Second Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Ouch! Are we studying the word as we should? Every day, 3 times a day, 4 times a day, once a week, once a month. That's the Bible truth. That's what the Bible is telling us to do. Who am I to judge how often you read your Bible? God's Word tells you. Tells us. Okay, 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So where do we need to go look for guidance? God's Word. Not the TV, not the government, not anything else. God's Word. And that's a Bible truth. Hebrews 10:25. Not forsaking the assembly of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as ye see the day approaching. Church attendance. You know, whoa, well, what are you talking about that for? Well, God's Word says it. God's Word tells us to come together. Now, there's millions of excuses not to be here Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Sunday night, and I've used them all. I'm telling you, I've used them all. None of them are acceptable. God's Word is truth. I think about as we feed our bodies, our human bodies, we need 3 meals a day, they say, to survive, to be at the top of our game. Okay, if you need to get all of God's Word, all the time together with brother fellow Christians that we can get to keep us strong, to keep us on top of our game. There might be a time you're down, I need Sean to lift me up. I need Greg to lift me up. Ron, I need him to lift me up. Ron, I need him to lift me up. So if I'm only eating 1 meal a week, I might grow weak. Mark 8:34-38. Mark 8:34-38. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? And what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in the adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Stand firm on the word of God, folks. Deny what brings you physical happiness. Seek God in every aspect of your life. That is a Bible truth. That is in red. Romans 14:11. Romans 14:11-12. For as it is written, and this is one of the most powerful ones, I think, in the Scriptures. As it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. And that's on an individual basis, folks. That is a Bible truth. And not because you go to this church or that church or whatever you was or whoever your dad is, or there's nothing else but you and you alone. You will give account of yourself, of the decisions you make. About done. Revelation 20, verse 11 through 15. Now this is a Bible truth, and this is to the unsaved folks. You're unsaved here this morning. This is a Bible truth for you. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. Think of that. You're unsaved this morning, you'll have no place in heaven. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Folks, this morning, that is a harsh, brutal Bible truth. If you're not saved, that's you. That is your scenario. You're going to spend eternity in total separation from God. You're going to spend eternity in hell, in the lake of fire. That's Bible truth. That is harsh, but there's a way to pass it. If you're here this morning, I'm going to give you another Bible truth. And if you're here this morning, and you want to avoid, and you're lost, and you want to avoid total separation from God, here's what you can have. Here's the truth that you can see. Here's the truth that you can look forward to. Here's the truth that you can experience. Revelations 21:3-7. Listen closely. If you've missed anything else I've said today, and you're a lost person this morning, listen to what's going on right here. And if you're saved, rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. 21:3-7. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. You're going to be in the presence of the Lord. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. The things of this life are gone. These broken down old bodies, the bad memories, the bad experiences is all gone. There'll be no more tears. We'll be in the presence of the Lord, God Almighty. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. That's God. Him sitting on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these things are true and faithful. True. That is a Bible truth. That's the bottom line, folks. You peel all the pretend back, all the fake that's going on in this world today, and the truth is going to be revealed. And that is the truth. And it's going to be the truth of your life, of your decisions through your life. Are you saved this morning? As Belinda, as you guys come and get a song, are you saved this morning? Are you going to be a part of God's going to be your God? Are you going to be a part of heaven? Are you going to be a part of all things are new? And if not, are you going to be separated eternally from God? Spend eternity in hell, fire and brimstone. And that's the truth, folks. I ain't making it up. It's in your book.